This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The gladiolas are blooming, and I'm thrilled. My dad loved gladiolas. They have such an old-world cottage charm. While they're in the iris family, their multiple flowers blooming on what looks like a sword differ in look and height. For those of us in cold climates, we plant the corms in the spring and wait for their beauty in late summer. Glads, or gladiolus, come in a large variety of colors and heights from 2 to 5 feet tall. The taller ones should be planted in the back of a perennial bed, as they may require staking. Mine are about 2.5 to 3 feet tall and look so pretty with my Carl Forrester reed grass. Glads make for a gorgeous cutting flower. The blooms last for a long time. I'll have information on preparing the flowers to put in a vase on gardenbite.com. They love full sun, so find a sunny spot and plant with abandon. You can plant them closer than the package says. Treat them like cannas. Dig them up before the first fall frost and store the corms for next year. Allow the corms or bulbs to dry in the sun. Sift the soil out, but leave the husks and store them in paper or cloth bags, pantyhose, or old onion sacks. Stack or hang the containers so air can move around them. A cool basement should work just fine. Then replant in the spring. There are a number of online sources for glads. I bought mine at a big box store after walking by and seeing this gorgeous purple and white beauty staring at me. Yes, it was an impulse buy, and I'm so glad I did. Black Surprise is a 4-foot stunner with deep pink edges and a red center. Amazing. For a sweet compliment, you could plant Charming Beauty, a mini glad. This little delight is a 2-footer with smaller, softer pink flowers edged in darker pink. There are pastels and parrots, kings and jesters among the myriad of choices. Go to gardenbite.com to check it all out, but be prepared to spend some time ogling the offerings. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.